Gentlemen, I hope I'm not disturbing you. Well, actually, I do. It has come to my attention, thanks to your most wonderful secretaries, that something needs to be addressed among all of us. I know you must be thinking it's not my place to be here, especially during such a high-ranked meeting with a lot of things at stake. But my future at this company is also at stake, and I very much want to stay here. Rumors have been going around that I am your friendly neighborhood slut in these grounds. We all know that's not true, right? We all know I've never slept with any of you. And yet, I keep receiving threats from your secretaries, from my coworkers, that if I use my body, my attractiveness, to get ahead another time, which, let me be clear, there was never even a first time, I will get some trouble around here. And I don't like that. In fact, I'm pretty sure that those rumors did not come from those secretaries, did not come from my coworkers. Sure, they might be jealous. But that, I'm sure, comes from all of you, some of you, or one of you. And I'm not here to figure out who it is. No, I don't think it's a good idea for you to call security at this moment, sir. We're gonna get to the bottom of this. But I'm not here to figure out who's the culprit. Because if it was that easy for me to just get a raise, to get a better time at this godforsaken office, or to even get a promotion, why? Why don't I just do that right here and right now? Why don't we prove these rumors to be true? The blinds are all closed right now, obviously, because you don't want anyone to pry. But I've been thinking, I mean, it would be such a shame, don't you think, gentlemen? If you saw me walking out of this office for the last time today, when I know for a fact that you boys have always just wanted to fuck my cute little ass ever since I stepped into this building. Now this one, stated directly to you, sir. I know you have the power to make my life much better at this office and to make sure that I don't retaliate, to make sure that I get exactly what I want. Now, I'm not asking for much, sir. In fact, I'm giving you my everything just for A little bit. A little bit. A little bit more respect from you. Oh, I'm not concerned at all on my reputation at this office. It's pretty much been tarnished at this point. So what I'm saying is, while I've got nothing else to lose, give me something a little bit more to gain. And I promise you, sir, you get much more than just fantasizing about fucking me wherever the fuck you want. You get a bit more than wondering what's underneath the new corporate girl's skirt. Would you like to find out? Would you like to know, sir, what's underneath my skirt? Why don't you just glide your hands up my silky thighs and get to know exactly what it is you've been curious about? They're nice and warm and waiting for you to take exactly what you want and all your other members of this little boy club right here can get to watch. Maybe you can even lend me to them, but that's up to your discretion. I give you my body. You give me that raise, that promotion, that respect that is owed to me. You've always said you wanted people who take initiative, right? Now, grab my ass and take initiative. Why don't you tell them, sir, exactly what's underneath my skirt? Nothing. Nothing but a nice, wet, tight hole for you to use whenever you'd like. And you feel just how wet I am, right? You feel just how easy it is for you to slip your fingers in and out and in and out and play with this good girl's little corporate pussy. So eager to please, so eager to be used in front of everyone. Oh, and you do so well with those fingers of yours, sir. See? Wasn't it so easy to just take what you want instead of spreading these silly little lies? Isn't it just so easy to tell and make a truth out of it? But enough about my holes. Why don't I suck you in front of everyone right now? Yeah. Why don't I climb on this table? Be on my knees. Bend my back over the edge so I can suck your cock while my wet little pussy exposed to everyone. And anyone can just climb on and fuck me. Well, anyone of your choosing, or anyone you'd allow, really. While I suck on your big, hard cock that can barely breathe underneath these pants. Let your man fuck me while you fuck my pretty little face. Enough of these discussions of numbers and shit. Right now, it's all about you, your boys, and using the office whore. Come and get me, boys. Yes, oh my little pussy, we are copies. Yes, it's super. I'm just talking about fucking my pretty little holes. Oh, fuck HR. If you don't talk, then I won't. For that, you get to use me whenever and wherever. I'm sorry, was that suddenly a challenge? Did you want to see how deep I could take it in both holes? Perhaps there's some truth into how easy it is for me to take on all of you. No, I'm not biting off more than I can chew. I can take more of you. I'll take anyone who wants to fuck my ass, too. Go ahead. I can take a third. I can take more. I'm a good girl. I'm a good girl, please. I'll take all of your cock. Oh, my God. Like to have my pussy now. Come and take it.
You're so much bigger than the last guy. No offense, but that's simply is the truth. Sarah's just much more bigger. Take pictures. Watch me as Sir fucks me. As your boss just fuck the living daylights out of this corporate slut. Sorry for disrupting your meeting. I was just gonna go down here on my knees and suck your cock while you finish the rest of the reports. Oh, your cum just dripping down my thighs feels so good. Thank you, Sharon. Mm.